This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Cindy Lengobese.
MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. A mass funeral is to take place today for the 19 teenagers that lost their lives at the Inyobeni Tavern. Kantike ukucishwa kukagesi uhlalisa amaphoyisa lubhojozi. The time is 7 o'clock. Good morning. The 19 young people who died tragically at the East London Tavern will be buried today. The children aged 13 to 17 died under mysterious circumstances. Families are gathering at the local mortuary ahead of the funeral service where they will be performing traditional rituals.
It could be expected, Gareth, given that also the president hasn't indicated that he will be there. In fact, already included in that official program as the one that will be delivering the eulogy. But you'd understand that these teenagers are not only from Scenery Park, but from as far as Butterworth, we do understand, as the majority of the children will be officially laid to rest in the coming days. We do expect two also to be laid to rest just after the symbolic funeral, where the families then get to have a private ceremony leading up to even Sunday. So you could expect a huge influx of people, given that they come from areas such as Mount Coke, Nombendulo, Butterworth, which of course we're hoping that the Eastern Cape government is already prepared for that, given that already there's been an influx of people, a hive of people in activity in and around Scenery.
In other news, inqunyana yamaphoyisa eSouth African Police Union ithi ukunqanyulwa kukagesi kuphazamisa ukusebenza kwabasidlolo kuphinde kudlale umphakathi kudale umphakathi ungakwazi ukuthola usizo uma uhlaselwa. Ukhulumela le nyunyana uLesibe Thobagale uthi inqwaba yezikhungo zamaphoyisa azinawo amagenerator okudala ukuthi abasebenzi bahlalele ubhojozi ngoba besaba ukuhlaselwa yisigebengu. Kwezinye izikhungo umphakathi awukwazi ukufonela amaphoyisa uma kunqanyulwe ugesi. Kuzokhumbuleka ukuthi inkampani kahulumeni ephakela lelizwe ngogesi u-Eskom isanda kumemezela ukuthi ukunqanyulwa kukagesi izikhawu load shedding kuzoqhubeka ngaphansi kwesigaba sesithupha. Kulindeleke ukuthi ukunqanyulwa kukagesi kufakwe ngaphansi kwezigaba ezahlukene ngokuqhubeka kwesonto. UThobagale uyachaza.
Kuma police station wethu wonke adlula 1000 plus land on South Africa, ubuningi babo abonayo i-backup generator, abanayo i-solar system. So lokho impela kwenza ukuthi kube vulnerable, more especially masikhuluma sibuka ebusuku, kuthole ukuthi ama police station ke i-load shedding mayishaya ukuthi ayahlasela ngaleyo ndlela. Futhi uthola ukuthi kwezinye indawo i-load shedding mayishayile u-1111 noma ukufonela e-police station akwenzeki.
And finally, unions have accepted Eskom's 7% wage increase. A deadlock in talks led to wildcat strike at the utility. Eskom says it's this strike action that's to blame for the latest bout of power cuts.
This is definitely going to create a huge dent in terms of our employee benefits. We needed to create a balance in terms of settling our business and harmonizing the business and also looking at the impact of the offer that we have on the table. So the current offer that we have put on the table is in excess of R1 billion, which is based on your base pay. So that will definitely impact our finances. We need to juggle and find ways of funding this offer.
And what's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag RoyalAM, hashtag SKKosa, and hashtag Mnagwetu. A recap of your top story this hour. The 19 young people who died tragically at an East London tavern will be buried today. I'll be coming through with your headlines at Office 7 for MUT News. I'm Slindi Lengobese, and you're now tuned into the Vukubangene Breakfast Show with Lushozi.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.